Pass the object on the Master the Basics level seems on the surface to be a pretty simple activity, but it's difficult to do well, and it's a good challenge for your students. So we always play pass the object standing or sitting in a circle, and the actual thing of it is pretty basic. You need to pass an object from person to person around the circle. How we pass it, though, is very important. It's really important that students pass while making eye contact, if that's something that they can do. It's important that they pass it from hand to hand rather than tossing it or throwing it to the person next to them. And it's also important that everyone's focusing on the interaction. So the point is to have a little interaction between each pair that's passing it so that they are having a point of connection with this object. Now, it's really important when we're playing pass the object to give students time and space to make the choice to pass it on their own. Sometimes it's really hard to wait, but sometimes it just takes a little bit of time before students get there to the point where they're able to do it. So we want to really practice our waiting skills and see if they will initiate this passing on their own. If you realize, though, that they need a little prompt to do it, we can formalize the prompt. We have a prompting chant that we like to use sometimes if students need it. And you heard it in the video. We use the kids' names, the name of the person who has it, and the name of the person that they're passing it to. So in the example that we have written down, it says, "Damien, Damien, pass it on. Now it's time for Jasmine's turn. 1, 2, 3. Pass." You can also shorten this for students who can't handle that many words. You can just use the 1, 2, 3, pass, if that's a helpful thing in your classroom.